Everything serves a purpose at a different stage of evolution. Yet, in order to move forward, older concepts and paradigms need to be constantly updated and replaced. It is somewhat similar to a baton relay race, where, at certain junctures, a person with the baton must pass it over for the next runner to take it forward over the next stage of the course. So also is it with concepts and paradigms of understanding. At certain junctures, they need to be renewed for the next course of the evolutionary path. If this is not done, then it comes to pass that the older concepts do not serve well the current phase. And often this realization comes too late or requires a radical turnaround to compensate for this. Older paradigms are not to be dismissed, but detached from. Abe makes an analogy here between a mother and the child. You would not say to your mother, "Oh well, you gave birth to me a long time ago. You are of no use now." For we are in a large cycle in which some point you will come back to the beginning, and this will be the forever becoming. In these communications, there is a strong emphasis upon the notion of allowance. What this refers to is that the person tends to get in the way of themselves. They are their own blockage. We are each receiving signals and nudges all the time, yet we are unaware of this. We each have the capacity to listen to that special voice within us, yet seldom do we listen. Or we do not listen attentively enough. The more we can allow ourselves, we are told, then the more we can play a part in our own development and evolution. As the individual evolves, so too does this assist the collective. The allowance of these communications is related to our own personal evolvement. The human being, it is said, is like an antenna that picks up radio waves. As a physical individual, we can act as the point of place for the localization of the communication. Yet the communication is available in all times and places, for there is no time or space involved in the existence of the unified field. As Abe says, what is enabling us to come through is that the mind is expanding as you evolve. This will be so as to let in more and more. What we want to do, too, is to enable this transition. As our perceptual ranges expand and open up, or rather, as we move past our conditioning, we are able to receive and or communicate more with the intelligence fields beyond our reality set. Abe states, as to what is happening, we feel that at this time there is an epidemic as people are struggling. You see, like we say, you are stagnant and you cling to this in your form. Energy is shifting you along and coming in to help flow. But like a dog with a bone, you will not let go. Indeed, there is an epidemic currently, physically, psychologically, and spiritually. It is a fair comment to say that many people are stagnant at this time, as we are blinded by the state of being in our physical form. We are informed that energy is coming in to help flow, and yet humans are blocking this energy as we are clinging to our materialistic perspectives like a dog with a bone, and not being able to drop these in order to allow more receptivity with intangible energies. As part of our entanglement with materiality, we have to deal with the concept of time and our insistence that we exist as solid individuals within a certain time construct. Time, Abe says, is part of our human structure, and it has been utilized as a means for us to prove, I am here, because we can time locate ourselves. This then creates a time sequence where existence is located and divided into sections. Past time sections are parts of our memory. The future is already in existence. It only has not been actualized into our experience. It is because of this time location construct of dividing and segmenting the life experience that we have difficulty in perceiving the interrelatedness of all things. It is this interrelatedness that is the collective consciousness, a web of consciousness through all of time and space and place experience. That is the Abe, the continuum, that we all can attune to. Everything is an ecosystem of interwoven energy levels. There is no separation, only a distinction of levels. The energy of the continuum exists through all levels, for all levels are a manifestation of its existence. Cosmic, environmental, planetary, and bodily. All different levels, perceptions, points of place, working in perfect harmony at each and every level, but non-separated at all. The connection with the continuum, unified field, Brahma, source, etc., is a knowledge that has always existed, and yet humanity has largely lost or become detached from this understanding. What we are being urged to do now is to make that reconnection. It is not some fantastical or ridiculous notion. If anything, it is a natural inheritance that has become dormant for the vast majority of humanity. The Abe communications are intended to enable us to see this interconnection, this vastness of perceptual experience, that there is a wholeness in this separation. And that which looks like discord at one level is harmony at another. A fundamental point that underlies these communications is that beyond the apparent separation, there is a wholeness. Currently, humanity is experiencing this reality as a form of separation. And in this, there is discord and disharmony. Yet, says Abe, there is harmony at another level, at the level of wholeness. Throughout human history, philosophers of all ages and epochs have wrestled with the big questions over the meaning of existence, exploring and critiquing our forms of knowledge. Abe puts it more simply. True knowledge, from our standpoint, is allowing that in which you are. That is, all knowledge is available through us, for we are all that we need to know, if only we can allow ourselves to be our true selves. The mystery of knowledge is what we have cloaked ourselves with. In each age, we don a new overcoat, until we have arrived at the present time where we are submerged beneath all the layers we have placed upon us. We are not able to access the kernel, the seed, our inner truths. Abe says it beautifully in this way. All knowledge is knowable. It is just that you think that it has to be attained. Every experience, everything, every flap of a wing, crush of a rock, birth of a child, cry of a death, are all a vibration, a part of a pattern intrinsically interwoven into a web of consciousness.